Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives. This week on Storyline, we hear from Sigma Gamma Rho sorority sisters and good friends, Elaine Raglan and Naomi Jones. Originally from Richmond, Virginia, Ms. Raglan moved to Winston-Salem after her husband's passing to be closer to her children and grandchildren. Today, she shares what it was like to be a preacher's wife for 39 and a half years.
You mentioned you're being the wife of a preacher. What is life as a preacher's wife?
I must say, very interesting, very exhausting at times. For 39 and a half years, I was a minister's wife. It's a busy life, and there are a lot of stresses and anxieties that go along with that. But there are many more enjoyable experiences than otherwise. I tell you what, you have to live life to the fullest. Enjoy what you do. If you don't enjoy it, to me that has been a signal to make a change. But enjoy life to the fullest. Learn to be content in whatever situation you find yourself in. And I believe that the Lord Almighty will make the change within you or within the situation, and that you will come through. It's possible. All things are possible through Him. And that's who I put my trust in. As a pastor's wife, I was his chief supporter, of course, and I worked faithfully beside him in a very supportive and active role. He pastored Ebenezer Baptist Church for about 7 years, and then Union. Usually he had two churches at the same time. The last 20 years he had one church, and that was Second Mount Zion Baptist Church. But I enjoyed it because it gave me an opportunity to work and to help people. And you don't realize what influence you may be having on them. Years later, that opportunity, it may be shown out as to what you have done to help somebody. One of the things he did while he was at Second Mount Zion, and I really enjoyed being a part of that, was he founded what was called a satellite to Virginia Seminary and College. It's now called Virginia University of Lynchburg. And in that way, many high school dropouts, young men who wanted to go into the ministry or who were in the ministry, had not completed their degree, did not have a degree. And so he made it possible for them to come to classes at Second Mount Zion by opening up the satellite of Virginia University of Lynchburg. And this was a real joy to see them go on and complete their degree, get their undergraduate, and then go on to the graduate school, the graduate program that they had there. And that was really, really a fulfillment of a great joy. And it was his vision, but I really worked beside him very hard.
Listen to other stories from our community at storylineproject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network and is made possible by the generosity of Salem Town, a continuing care retirement community where every life shines and stories are celebrated. Storyline. Make the connection.